Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. President-elect Joe Biden has announced the names of people he's seeking to nominate to his health team. That includes California Attorney General Javier Becerra as Health and Human Services Secretary. Dr. Vivek Murthy will be nominated for a second term as Surgeon General. The director of the National Institutes of Health, Dr. Francis Collins, hopes two COVID-19 vaccines will be approved for emergency use this month. He hopes some Americans will get their vaccines soon, but many people need to get the two injections before the pandemic is brought under control.
We really need to get to 80-90% before you could really say this virus is done, because that's what it takes to achieve the kind of so-called herd immunity. So that's a ways off. We can get started in December and January, but it's unlikely that we'll reach that level of immunization, even with everything that's being done, until the spring or even the early summer.
He spoke to NPR's Morning Edition. Most Californians are now under a stay-at-home health order that took effect late last night. From member station KPCC, Josie Huang reports, state officials are trying to slow the spread of the pandemic.
The state is directing tens of millions of Californians to stay at home as much as possible and to not mix with other households. The three-week-long order bans both indoor and outdoor dining at restaurants and shuts down a range of places, including hair salons and playgrounds. Retail stores can stay open, but at 20% capacity. State officials imposed the health orders on Southern California and the San Joaquin Valley after both regions saw their available ICU beds drop below 15%. Meanwhile, officials in the San Francisco Bay Area proactively adopted the state order, even though the region's ICU availability is not low enough to trigger the new restrictions. For NPR News, I'm Josie Huang in Los Angeles.
Stocks opened mostly lower this morning after hitting record highs last week. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped about 160 points in early trading.
Stocks were mostly lower overnight in Asia, where China reported a record trade surplus for November. China's exports to the U.S. jumped 46% last month compared to a year ago. U.S. exports to China have also been climbing, though they're still far short of the levels called for under a Phase 1 trade deal signed in January. Lawmakers in Washington continue to work towards a new coronavirus relief package that would offer additional unemployment benefits and new help to small businesses. A weaker-than-expected jobs report last week highlighted the importance of additional help. Republican Senator Bill Cassidy says he expects the bipartisan measure will win support from GOP Senate leader Mitch McConnell and President Trump. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow Jones Industrials are down 165 points. The Nasdaq is now up about 50 points. This is NPR News. In Belarus, protesters continue to defy a police crackdown. NPR's Lucian Kim reports from Moscow. They're demanding the country's longtime leader step down and make way for a democratic transition.
Demonstrators are demanding Alexander Lukashenko, Belarus's leader since 1994, resign after he claimed victory in a disputed August election. Svetlana Tikhanovskaya, the main opposition candidate, was forced to flee Belarus after the election and has been leading the resistance to Lukashenko from exile. Before Sunday's demonstrations, Tikhanovskaya said almost 4 months of protests have shown Belarusians' commitment to stand up for their rights. She predicted Lukashenko's resignation is inevitable. Writing in the Washington Post last week, Tikhanovskaya said she plans to travel to the U.S. in January to thank the outgoing Trump administration for its support and to meet with the incoming Biden administration. Lucian Kim, NPR News, Moscow.
The Virginia Military Institute says it's starting to remove a prominent statue of Confederate General Thomas Stonewall Jackson. The board of the Public Military College voted to remove it in late October. That came after the Washington Post reported on an atmosphere of racial and cultural hostility at VMI. This is Pearl Harbor Day, the day that the Empire of Japan launched an air raid against the U.S. Navy base in Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, as well as targets in Hong Kong, Guam, the Philippines, and Wake Island. The attack killed more than 2,400 U.S. personnel. The USS Arizona remains sunken in Pearl Harbor, with all its crew who perished still aboard. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.